Welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki. I am so grateful to be here with you tonight. We discuss issues to help you walk your soul's pilgrimage in your own authentic way. Sharing the path with your angels and spiritual guides gives you the comfort and security of always knowing you are not alone. You are invited to visit my website at livingyoursoulsjourney.com and fill out the Freedom to Be Me journal, a place of self-discovery. The show airs every Sunday night on BBS Radio at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. Call in or just listen during our inspirational discussions from guests around the world and from Dr. Vicki, a counselor of law and spirituality. And now, Living Your Soul's Journey. Good evening and welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey. I'm excited to be with y'all tonight. I've had many, many, many blessings this week. We've had a lot of weather issues here on the East Coast. I'm sure that many, many people know about all these weather conditions. And we have been just, my family and I have been so blessed to not have lost electricity more than a couple of hours. And we are just, we feel real blessed to be safe and warm and just protected. So, and all my neighbors have been too. So that brings a lot of joy to me. One of the issues that came up this week was that there was some anxiety, not just with myself, but with others. And I really wanted to take every information that I have gathered through the years, and I want to share where that comes from. It comes from my dearest friends, Brenda Pantango and Robert Tom, as well as Delphi, and some of my own experiences and how I have utilized this information. But I want to talk to you tonight about how to handle anxiety. And now people would say, oh, well, just take a pill or go meditate. But, you know, for some of us don't like taking pills, and sometimes we just can't stop in the middle of our day. If your day is anything like my day or night, you can't just stop and do a meditation. You can't just stop your work and go take a walk. You can't be in the middle of a meeting or in a courtroom or with a family member or wherever you might be, sitting there with a friend who's just lost their pet, listening to the news. You know, we'll talk about what can cause anxiety. The issue here is that you can't just stop your life to go put a crystal ball around your stomach or your different chakras and meditate this away. But there are steps, and this is where I really want to thank those that I've trained with, because I really looked at what they were doing, and then I kind of put my own sense about it, because I put in the way I do it along with what they taught me, because there are many, many ways that you can go about finding peace in your life. At the same time, I'm looking at those moments when you get stressed, you get anxious, and you want to do something about it. Because let me share, as you may know or may not, every time that you get anxious and you go anywhere, you're taking that anxiety with you. So let's say, for instance, that a very good friend of yours had something to happen, and we'll go into a little bit more detail, but I want to talk to you about what kind of anxiety that I'm talking about and how we're going to work on that tonight. I'm talking about dramatic circumstances where someone gets very dramatic. Something's happened in their life that's very chaotic. It's not calming. Everybody goes through it. So this is not about judgment. This is not about condemning anybody. It's just about handling the anxiety that comes from it. And sometimes the anxiety can come from a situation within you. So I'm going to share exactly what I mean by that in like a sad event. For me, I get very anxious when I have watched something on the local news. Of course, it could be national news too, but just a news where I have seen a animal abused, okay, and they share it on TV, and I get very upset about that, the anxiety of that. And I also, when I hear about children or people suffering, you know, from countries that we don't even, you know, I've never even visited, don't know much about except through geography, and probably don't remember much about that from school. Yet it's the sadness, the upset from that, that I'm, that's what I'm talking about by handling and reducing anxiety. What if you're in a hospital where you have a family member or a friend who is sick, and all the drama that goes along with that? It's only natural. This is the world that we live in. And, oh, I don't know, you know, there are other things. You know, I'll give you another example. Sometimes I get anxious when the house hasn't sold or nobody's been by to see the house, or, you know, somebody hasn't put an offer in on the house or something. And so I actually work on that this afternoon, because that's not really involving any other person, but it is a situation. So when I'm talking about a situation this evening, I want to kind of give you some definitions so that as we move along through the hour, you'll understand what I mean by situation. A situation is not the person. We are not doing this against a person. We are doing it against a situation involving a potential person, family member, friend, it doesn't matter. It could be somebody in the grocery store. But we're not here, when I start these steps, we're not here to judge the person. We're not here to judge the situation. We're only here to handle and reduce anxiety. And there's a big difference, because I know when I started Spirituality 101, when I first started learning about spirituality, and I'll be honest, I was with a group that if you got anxious around somebody, you blame that person. That person was a bad person, and you had to get rid of that person to handle your anxiety. And I think that's something you could get anxious about. When someone condemns another person because that person made them feel anxious, and because maybe they didn't believe what they believed, or maybe they were taught to say, well, if that person doesn't believe the same way that I believe, then I have to disconnect from that person, or I can't have anything to do with them because they make me upset. Oh, wow. You know, talk about not being able to progress up the transition of life, because whenever we blame someone for our situation or blame the situation, then we can't continue to let go of karma and progress up the levels of ascension when we blame anxiety on other people or other situations. The key to life is to learn to honor those situations, see the beauty of them, and also see what's causing the anxiety of them, and handle it for yourself. But no judgment of negative sense. Now, I mean, of course, we can say, you know, that situation made me very anxious going to the beach with 1,000 people doing, you know, smoking pot. Well, maybe you just don't go to the beach where that is. I mean, that would be one way of handling anxiety, is just don't keep repeating those circumstances. But at the same time, if you're in a situation where you have a family member or situations where you love someone, but yet there's anxiety or drama around them, I mean, my heavens, if you have a teenager, what are you going to do? Disconnect from them because they make you anxious? I mean, hello, world. So, you know, that's where we have to learn to how to handle and reduce anxiety. So that's where we're coming from now. If you are a very compassionate person, and if you're an empath, you really need to learn this, because what I have noticed is, and I've had people, and I know they won't be calling in tonight because they're busy, but I've had people to say, you know, I know how to cut cords, but I don't seem to be able to really get it done. And I will give you a very good example, because, by the way, that is what one of the steps we're going to look at, because when you're in a situation that is upsetting to you or cause anxiety, same thing to me, it's energies that are created that create cords, just like ropes, like on a ship, you know, that anchor you. a cord is maybe invisible, but it honestly really isn't, because it is so profoundly negatively affecting you in this world. And I want to share an example that happened with someone I was involved with many years ago, and they had recently divorced, probably, I think they had been divorced about 2 years when I first met them. And it was interesting because this person knew a lot about energy work, and so, but they didn't know a lot about cords. And I've learned about cords probably for over the last 10 or so years, and probably even longer than that. But this person had heavy, heavy, I mean, almost like cable looking cords between he and his ex-wife. And his ex-wife was sitting about 10 rows down, and the daughter, their daughter that they had together, was sitting with the mother and not with him. Well, that just upset him beyond anything. She waved to him, and but she didn't come and say hi to him. She didn't sit with him. She didn't do anything. And I saw the cords between the two of them. So I asked him, I said, you know, would you like me to help you cut the cords with this situation? And he said, yeah. But the fact is that if you cut the, but first off, it didn't work because he really didn't want to cut the cords. So you have to want to do it. But also there's a misunderstanding on cutting cords. So I want to address that. And then we're going to really get into the step, first step. When you're cutting a cord, you are not necessarily cutting the cord with that person. You are cutting the cord of the energy between the two people. And I think that's what people get misunderstandings on. And this is what I've learned and why cord cutting, as I call it, hasn't always worked for many people. Because I have clients that call up and say, you know, I cut the cords, but nothing worked. Well, they're cutting the cords with the person. Well, if you have an ex-wife or an ex-husband or a child, doesn't matter who it is, your boss, friends, family members, you don't cut the cord with the person, because if you're cutting the cord with the person, you're going to see them the next day. So you're not really, that's where I think the misunderstanding on cutting cords has come from. You're not cutting the cords. If my daughter and I have a misunderstanding, we will cut the cord with the situation. We're certainly not going to cut the cords with each other. And I think that's why cutting cords has not worked, because people say, oh, you got to cut the cord with that person. Well, it's a situation with that person. So let's take the energy of a situation that occurs between two people. All right. So let's just take a mother and child, because I have reality on that type of situation. So the child comes in and is very upset because she went to school that day. Someone got really in her face about maybe something she was wearing, okay? Maybe she was eating something, acting a certain way, liking certain kinds of music. It doesn't matter, the situation. But the drama, or maybe they were upset about a boy or something. And so the drama in relating to that situation, it's not the girl and the other girl, but your daughter comes home and shares all this with you. Well, first thing you want to do is just, you know, you get upset with the other girl for bullying your daughter and trying to understand what in the world the upset's about. But then you're hearing all this upset. There's the key right there of what we're looking at. All that upset, not the people now, the upset that is occurring. So you as a mother have to be able to take these 5-6 steps that I'm going to be sharing with you tonight. And I'll really have to look at my timing on this so that I get all steps. I really want you to understand this, because I've been working with cords for years and I really didn't get it. So when you go to cut cords, what you want to do is you want to look at that situation. Oh, that's the situation of my daughter and her friends that is upsetting my daughter, also upsetting me. So what I first want to do is I want to ask Archangel Michael, beautiful Archangel Michael. If you're not familiar with him, get Doreen Virtue's book or go online, Google Archangel Michael. He's always seen with a big sword. And there are many, many ways to cut cords. Some people do it very gingerly. They feel like they have to cut one cord at a time. But when I say cut a cord, I'm talking about energies. Energies that form long ropes, cords, connections. We could call a cord a connection between the situation. You're not cutting the cord with the person, but you're taking that situation between the two people and you're cutting though that situation, and so that you can do something with that. You're not cutting the cord with your child or your best friend or your mother or your father. And I think that's what I always got upset about. It's like, I can't cut the cords with my mom. She's my mother. You know, I'm going to see her all the time. How can I cut the cord with her? But I can certainly cut the situation that occurs between the two of us. So you ask Archangel Michael to cut the cords. Now, when I do the cut cords, I just say, okay, Archangel Michael, I mean, just wham, bang it, and just cut it. Cut those cords and just call it a day. You know, that's it. Now, other people would prefer to do it very gingerly, very, you know, little bit at a time. They want to make sure they're very thorough and don't miss any part of that cord. And that is just as fine as doing it the way I do it, which is just wham, bang, you know, cut the cord. And I'm just that kind of person. I just go and do it. So when you do that and you cut the cord, you ask Archangel Michael's help. You always, always, y'all, ask your angels' help. Don't ever try to do anything by yourself. No matter who's involved with you, no matter what your relationships are, you have an angelic force that is always there for you. And just remember that. Now, what you want to do is you want to take that situation that your daughter just shared with you, and you want to just see that whole situation that is upsetting to you and to her, obviously. But there's a lot of drama around that, okay? A lot of drama. It might make you angry. It might make you sad, whatever. But just cut those cords. Now, we're going to cut the cords with Archangel Michael's help. Then what we're going to do, when you know they're cut, and now I will share with you this. When I cut the cords with a situation, I immediately kind of get a cold chill, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that it's done. Okay, that's how I get my verification, but that does not mean that you have to get your verification that way, but you'll know. You know, you'll get a sense of it that you've cut the cords, and if you don't, just trust that they're cut. Now, what I want you to do then, and this, we're going to go through this several times tonight because I really want to help you so that you can learn to do this in like, it can be done in like 3-4 minutes. I'm taking a whole hour to really explain it all. And I hope if it's boring to you, I know you'll probably just say, oh, that's it. I already know about this. But just listen, because there's some new, unique energies coming into our world. And sometimes the way we used to do things, it doesn't always work. So now we have this cord, has an end and a beginning, right? We cut it, but it's still got an end and a beginning. So you take, or two end, you know, it's got an end and an end. Let me put it that way. I shouldn't say beginning. But what I want you to do is take that now and create newness in that space. Create something new in there. So what you can do is you can, once that cord is cut, you want to fill anything in spirituality. If you're getting rid of something negative, you always fill it up with something positive. Always, always. Or otherwise, that is a void there. So here's this cord that has no more energy in it because it's been cut. So it's in limbo. This energy cord is in limbo, and it has to be filled up with something really good. So fill it up with wisdom and light and happiness, and, you know, fill that up for yourself, whatever you need. Now, on the other end from that came from the other part of that person, or that, you know, because you're not cutting the cord with that person, but it's connected to a person. You can't control what spirit wants to put in that part of it. But you do have to let that go, because you know that we have no right to say, well, that person needs this or that person needs that, because then that is very, very much judgmental. You know, we're saying, you know, maybe they need something that's going on. But we've already helped the situation by cutting the cord. Now, that is the, just remember, when you have that cord that's now kind of void, sitting in space, that's not connected to the situation anymore, that's why you, it's an energy, though. And energies have to be filled with either negative or positive. We want to fill it back up with positive. And that's something I never did when I cut a cord. I never did that. It was just sort of lingering in space somewhere. Oh, I cut the cord, send it to the light. Well, folks, I hate to tell you, but, you know, the light can be a light bulb to some people, you know, to some entities. If they're in the astral field, you know, you say go to the light, they'll go to the light bulb. When we talk about the light, we're talking about very high ascension, very high levels of awareness, very, very high vibrational energies. So when we're doing that, we want to fill that space and create newness in that empty void now, so that it now can become beautiful, and let spirit decide what to put in that other, you know, side of it that doesn't, that didn't come directly from you. Now, that's the first step in how to handle and reduce anxiety, but you never just stop there. You gotta keep going. Now, just remember, don't cut the situation or the person, let me put it this way, don't cut the person that you're involved with. So, you know, you don't want to like cut the situation with a hospital where you never go back to the hospital again. Well, my mother's in the hospital. I will never go back to that hospital. It's a terrible hospital. No. You just want to cut the energy that was created by that situation. And that's why when I talk about a situation, situations are full of energies. You know, a bullying situation or a car wreck situation or an upset fight with your husband or your wife or a hearing about a dog that's been hurt. You know, you can't change the situation, but you can certainly change the energy that's a part of that situation. That's what we're cutting. Now, once you have cut the cord, filled it up with beautiful newness in that space, then what I want you to do, it's like Brenda was describing it when I was listening to her. It's like you've got this big mass of just kind of brush or just things that aren't useful, and you want to release it. So because it's tumultuous, it's causing upset. So you still have all that energy that you've just cut the cord from. But so now you have to build a flame of green. Now, we're not talking about Saint Germain's violet flame. We're talking about working with a very beautiful energy that works a lot with manifestation, purification, shielding against like attacks, spiritual release. Melchizedek is who we're going to work with, Melchizedek. And, you know, you can look that name up online, but your invocation is to invite him to be in your presence and protect you, shield you against any unpleasant situation. And in this case, we're helping with correcting an unpleasant situation. So we're purifying. So what we do now is we take that energy that came from that situation and we build a flame. And you can do this in seconds, y'all. This does not have to be some, this is what I really want to get across tonight. It does not have to be any major situation. It can be done, I can do all this in like 3 or 4 minutes. And I can be driving down the road, and I will share when I use it later. Flame, you build this beautiful flame, green flame, because green is very, very healing. And you completely envelop all of that energy from that cord in that green flame until it just comes down like ashes. And then, of course, it can be like the phoenix and rise again. But for now, you want it to just rid itself of all that negative energy. And then after you see all the flames from the green flame that has taken all of that energy and put it into just nothing but dust almost, then you go and you take the rest of anything, the residue, anything that's left with gold and white. And the reason why I say gold and white, it is white, but it's this beautiful flame that has these gold, it's white, but it has golden flickers around it. I can just see it. It is, and it just brings and purifies. And Melchizedek can help with this. Obviously, you're allowing Melchizedek to be in charge along with you to bring this beautiful golden white flame until all that just turns into ashes. And then it's like, ah, oh, by then you should be starting to feel, if not already feel, just this total relaxation. I mean, as I do it right now, I can even start to feel relaxed just from building all of that beautiful new energy from doing this. Now, once you have done this beautiful work of flame, at that moment in time, now you have to remember, and I want to do some instruction on this before I get to the third step. Whenever you have been involved with any kind of drama, any kind of sadness, any kind of negative event, upsetting event, angry event, sickness, any of those dramatic kinds of situations, regardless of what they are now, it doesn't matter. It's the fact that they were upsetting. You have put out huge amounts of energy. And I mean, let's take a day in the life of an average person, maybe a general situation. You go to work. You are happy when you leave, or maybe let's don't even go there. Let's say before you leave, you have an upset with your husband. All right, so you get in the car and you're in traffic in Atlanta. And someone cuts you off, or you're sitting there for, nobody cuts you off, but you're just sitting there for a half hour and you're frustrated because you're already going to be late for work. And so there's two situations of anxiety. It's not even 9 o'clock yet. So then you get to work and you start to have some decency. And then, you know, so maybe a deadline wasn't met. So you've got that anxiety. So you're building and building and building. By the time 5 o'clock comes, you maybe have had 4 or 5 or 6 anxious moments during the day. Oh, and maybe Susie Q works there, and Susie and you do not get along real well. So Susie's walking around. Maybe she's one that just, I don't know, for whatever reason, y'all just don't get along. Who knows why? And so by the time 4 or 5 or 6 or whatever time you get off, by that time, you're like tied up in little knots. Then you got to sit in traffic again. Then by the time you get home, it's like, oh, I got to do this again tomorrow. And we wonder why we have stress in our lives. Okay. Now, when these situations happen, and that was a little dramatic day. I mean, if I had more than one day like that a day, I would be nuts. So I will just tell you, I could handle it. But what you want to do then is you have to realize that even though you have cut the cords, you have built this beautiful green and golden white flames, you still have this energy out there because you have exerted your energy into all these situations. So now you have to just say, okay, okay, I've gotten rid of that energy. Thank you, Spirit. You know, thank you, Melchizedek. Thank you, Archangel Michael. I now need to, get myself back. Oh, help me, get me back. I want me back. I want that peaceful me back. Well, it may not be so peaceful coming back to you. So when you recall your energies, this is key, y'all. You've got to clear them out and clean them out. And that isn't just, I mean, I'm hoping that I'm not giving you too much, but I didn't always do this. I would just say, oh, pull my energies back to me. Yeah. Pull them about a foot and a half away from me, bring them back and fit them all in my aura. Well, holy Moses, y'all, you know, who knows where they've been? I mean, let's be honest, you know, they've been out there and all that stress and all that drama. So you got to learn how to pull those energies in and ask. I always ask I have a heavenly team that I work with, and I have a lot of people. I have my guardian angels. I have my archangels, and I'm not going to be specific tonight on that, or we'd be here for hours. But you need to get a team. That's kind of what I do. Well, it's not kind of what I do. It's what I do when I counsel people. I help them to build their spiritual teams so that they can get these teams and say, I need my this team. I need my peaceful team. I need my clearing off team, your abundance team, whatever you want to call them. I need you now. And so what they do is they you pull back all these energies from all around these situations, and you pull them. You don't know where they've been. I mean, you have no idea. When you spread out your energies and drama, oh, my goodness, they're out there. So you pull them all back, asking for help to have them cleaned off and protected and cleared away with wisdom, health, and wealth, and just clean energies back to you. Ah, you can take a nice deep breath now because you've got your energies back and they're good, peaceful. Now, I like peace. So, you know, I like peace and freedom, prosperity and feelings of comfort. So safety and comfort. So, you know, I would put those words into, you know, but I mainly want my own energies back cleared off. Now, that is a step that we sometimes tend to forget to do. So far we have cut the cords with Archangel Michael's help. We have, you know, filled the cords back up, or those energies, not the cords necessarily, but the energies. We've filled back that space with good, and that's all it is really space, with good energies. And then we have built this flame, this green flame and the golden white flame, until it's just ashes. Then we now recall our energies and clear them off, make them all nice and beautiful and clean so that we can become whole again. We don't want to have all this scattered energy everywhere. What happens, you just feel scattered, and that in itself can make you feel very anxious, very nervous. When your energies are all over there, it's like you don't know where to go, what to do, or I'm like, you know, overwhelmed. That's why people get overwhelmed. It's because their energies are so scattered. So you get this feeling of centeredness. I want to feel clean and refreshed. I want to feel centered. So that's what I ask for when I recall my energies. Ah, I feel refreshed and clean and centered. Now, with that new space that you've got, you now want to put your protections on. And this is, let's just say that you are at work. And work can be in a courtroom. It can be leaving a closing like I do in real estate and having had it the most traumatic experience you've ever had in your life. So I would be in my car. And it can be in a car, and it can be in a courtroom right after when you get to have a little break. You pretty soon you'll be able to do this just instantaneously. But you need to have that space. You can't be doing it while you're talking and, you know, doing a closing argument, obviously. But you've got to have space where you can take a moment, and you can draw pictures of this too. You know, you can draw pictures of it going, and nobody even knows. Just say, well, just drawing pictures. Nobody even thinks anything about it. It's stress release. It's like the little coloring books that people are doing now. So once you've recalled your energies and you've gotten that clean and refreshed feeling and you're centered, now you want to put your protections on. Well, let's see. How do we do that? Oh, my goodness. So now we're starting to feel good again. So what we want to do is, and a lot of people are real specific about what colors. I'm not specific. I do whatever feels right at the time. But I immediately, in my space, put this beautiful white light around me. Just beautiful golden white light. I always call it light, golden white, because I like it to sparkle. And then after that, I put this beautiful pink because I want the love. And it's this just light. This liquid lava, beautiful light around you. It's like it just flows and it surrounds you, just surrounds you. And then, it can be like a soft cloud for you, whatever works for you, but just make it feel good. And then after I do yellow, pink, a lot of times I'll do yellow because I love the color yellow. And after yellow, I really surround myself with yellow. And then I love the color blue because blue is, well, yellow, by the way, is emotional. And then I always put orange because that's very, very stabilizing for the body. That's just, you know, surrounding the body with beautiful, beautiful, you know, protection of the body. And then, you know, I'll put yellow on because it's about emotional security and protection. Blue is to help the mental. So you're just sort of calming the mind and you're just putting this blue all around you. And then you can put any colors you want, really. I mean, some people put rainbow colors. You know, they put big colors of the rainbow in there, and it's just, I mean, you before you know it, you close your eyes. You can even do it with your eyes open, if depending on how you perceive things. I do it when I'm driving sometimes, so obviously my eyes are open. Certainly hope so. And so my rainbow colors come on then. And now I will share. This is typically probably enough. But if you feel like that you are going to go back into a situation again, let's just say that you are a courtroom attorney and you finished one court hearing and now you're going to have to go back. Well, you're pretty good now, but you're going to also probably put some titanium around you. Now, that comes from Superman, huh? I don't think so. But, you know, you got to put the titanium around you. And that really keeps the protections in. But you got to do this. You know, you don't just do it once for your lifetime and expect it to work. I mean, there are times like tomorrow when I have a lot of appointments. And most of them, 90% of them, go like molasses. They're beautiful. The people are fabulous. Everything's beautiful. But once in a while, there'll be a little niche. And during those times, as soon as that closing is over, I have to immediately put this in. And sometimes you forget, and that's when some things get a little touchy sometimes. Now, put those protections on and put the titanium around you if you're really going to be in stress. Now, let me tell you what can stress people out. Sitting and watching the news, hearing the same news over and over again about all these horrific things happening in the world. Well, I'm not one, although I used to belong to a group that said, don't ever watch TV. Don't know what's going on in the world. Live in your little vacuum. You know, if somebody doesn't agree with you, just disconnect from them. You know, if they upset you, disconnect from them. I mean, I used to be a part of that world. I can't believe that I was, but I was. And at this moment in time, I realize now, wow, how sad that was for me that I allowed that to happen. And so I just want to say, put those protections on. I want to take Sandy's call online. How are you tonight, Sandy?
I am your scattered friend out here in California who often forgets to put up my colors of protection and the titanium around me. And thank you for teaching me to do that. Now, if you could just give me a shot of good memory so that I'll always put it up, because when I don't, at first, I'm going to be honest with you. At first, when I first started doing this, I thought, well, I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'll just imagine it and I'll do it, but I don't think it'll make any difference. But do you know what? I did it and I closed my eyes and I pictured the beautiful colors, relaxing lights going around me, and then the shield of titanium. And whenever I do that, I handle situations in a loving way instead of getting emotionally slammed. Well, so it works. I want to tell you, I just want to thank you for teaching me how to do that.
Have you listened through the whole show, or did you just come on?
I came on about 10 minutes ago. I didn't get to hear the whole show today.
Well, I'm going to go through it if you get a chance to tune in for the maybe 10 more minutes. I'm going to go through the whole steps again. But I appreciate you sharing that. And I'm going to share with you, after you put those protections on, you now have to put on what it's very interesting, because I'm not that familiar with all the different minerals and all that. But after that, you have to put grounding. You have to ground yourself. Uh-huh. And a lot of people, there are all these different kinds of metals that they say, but I always just imagine these big, thick boots that I put on the big old black Galena boots. That's what Brenda calls them, a friend of mine. Galena boots. They're big black Galena boots. And if you need to be very grounded, like driving or in a situation where you need to have good memory, like when you're acting, and you want to be really good memory, then you want to put some Galena boots on so that you can be grounded enough to not be out there in Never Never Land. Like, what was that line? You know, you're out there and your skin, your energies are scattered. So you put your Galena boots on, and if you want them, you could have them just as little loafers if you want to be a little bit grounded, or you could put them all the way up to thigh high, all the way up to the middle of your legs if you want to be really grounded. Like in a court of law, you better be grounded. So, you know, and I don't know, depending on what kind of, but I would imagine you need some grounding if you're trying to re-memorize any kind of lines or anything. I would imagine you'd have
definitely.
To be.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be grounded. We forget to ground ourselves. I think after we get our protections on, we forget to ground ourselves because we want to be on this earth, y'all. You know, and this is something, Sandy, I know you'll understand. When you're on this earth, we need to be on the earth. I mean, we are here. And I think so many spiritual people want to just get away. We want to be off someplace else.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been there, done that. I know. But you got to ground yourself sometimes. And when you're at home and you're just relaxing, you don't need to be that grounded. But I don't know about you, but when you watch TV, sometimes you can get upset. But before I even turn on, and I love watching all this politics, I'm telling you, I love it. I love it. But sometimes there'll be some annoying things. So before I watch TV, I typically do this situation. And by the way, to remind you, I'll tell you how to remember it. Okay. You know how that moment of peace that you – can you compare that? Have you ever had a moment of really good peace?
Yes.
Okay. Then try to think of that peace. And when you don't have that, then that means you're scattered. And I'm going to give you another example. Boundaries. And this is the best boundary. And I know that you all experience this, Sandy. And if you share this with everybody, if you have something else. The other day, it was snowing. It was about to snow that night. We had to get home. And we've been through a lot in the south, in the east, I should say. And this person had already canceled twice, and not the borrower, I'm talking about the lender. And so they said to me, can you do this at 8:00 tonight? And I knew that I should say no. I knew I should say no because they'd already canceled twice. And I knew that it was a mistake, but I said yes because that Pisces part of me wanted to take care of the people, and I knew they needed to get their loan closing. I said, but you got to have the documents to me by 6:00. I've got to be able to prepare them, and I've got to do what I need to do. 6:15 came. I started getting anxious, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, you know what I did, Sandy? I called them up, and I said, I called the law firm up. I said, I'm not doing the closing. They said, but can't you give us 15 more minutes? I said, no, I'm going home. It's starting to rain heavily. It's dark. I gave y'all till 6:00. I'm going home. And then the next day they called. And it was starting to snow. That was right before the snow was supposed to come in Friday. They called and they said, can you go back today? And I said, no. And it felt so good because I put my boundaries up and I kept my grounding. I didn't go into that, oh, I got to help the world. You know, I got to make sure I service everybody. So do you have reality on what I'm saying?
I definitely do, as somebody who once had this might not make sense to you, tell me if it doesn't, but as someone who had been through so much that I totally gave up on anything good ever happening for myself ever, and I stayed alive literally for other people, trying to make things better for them, and I just got so lost that I finally, and I'm a stubborn person, so it took me well over a decade, but I finally just caved in and I learned the hard way. You take care of yourself first. You ground yourself first. That's the reason they have you put your oxygen mask on first before assisting someone else. If you have trouble on a plane, that's why the directions say that. So I learned the hard way. You have to take care of yourself. yourself first.
Well,
you have to put up those boundaries, yeah.
Yes, it is so true. So, you know, when we talk about, and by the way, after that situation happened that Thursday, I believe that was a Thursday, and I had said yes, and so I went out of my way a whole hour and took my daughter out to eat, and we waited for another 30 minutes. Now, that was wasted time, okay? Not mm-hmm. having dinner with my daughter, but it was wasted time that we could have come home and had dinner and a peace and relaxation and gone home at a reasonable time. But no, I had to say yes. You see, mm-hmm. I had to say yes. And so I told them, I said, the next time, and this is called boundaries, the next time you want me to do that closing, well, they call the next day. They'll call again this week. But the good news is that I keep my boundaries up. If it's a 5 o'clock closing, I say I have to have the docs by a certain time, and that's it. And then eventually the lender will learn, you know, if she's going to do the closing, she's going to have the docs. You know, it was getting a little, most lenders are fabulous. So, but I just want to share.
You have given me so much great advice. Now tell me if you can't do this or if it doesn't make sense to you. But I would like to suggest to you that, especially if somebody has already canceled on you one time, two times, certainly, tell them that, all right, if you aren't there on time, I charge wait time, and then figure out how much you're going to charge for every 15 minutes they're late.
I mean, you probably would. That's a great idea. I think the best thing to do is just to not wait at all. That's usually the best way, is just not to wait and just say, you know what, I've got a time slot at 5. I have to have the docs by 3. And if the docs don't come in at 3, you go on to something else. And the only problem with, you know, because they're not going to pay you. You know, nothing happens in closings unless the closing actually happens, because nobody's making money on it. But anyway, we have just a few minutes, since while you're on the phone, Sandy, I'm going to share with you the steps that you go through when you're when you're working on handling anxiety. First thing you do is to cut the cord with the energy in the situation, not with the person, but with the energy. My Archangel Michael's help. I'm kind of giving kind of a summation of what we went over, creating newness in that space. And if you have any specific questions, you can call me later. If anybody else does, you can. But you don't cut the situation. You don't cut the cord with the person, just the energy that was created by it. And I was saying earlier, I think that's the upset I used to have, is how can I cut the cord with my mother? I can't cut cords with people. And that's where I misunderstood all the cutting of the cords. You're cutting the energy from the situation. Not that's all mm-hmm. you're working on. Then you put the flame, the green flame, the beautiful golden white flame. Then you create, once I missed a step. Once you cut that cord, you want to take the cord itself, and on both ends, on your end that's closest to you, you want to fill it with goodness and light. And on the end closest to the other person or the situation, you want to allow spirit to fill that up. You don't want to judge what they deserve or they get or they have or whatever. And so mm-hmm. then you're filling everything up. You're not having voids, because whenever you have a negative situation and you fill it, or change it, you've got to fill a void. That's just spirituality 101. So then after you've built this beautiful flame and everything's into ashes, that's when you recall your energies. Because what happens is I'll give you a good example. When you're into an acting class and you've got everybody's energies, and by the time you get home, you probably just want to just pull those energies back. Pull those energies back, but you don't know where they've been. I mean, hello, you don't know who's had what around them, and then what energies they had before they got to the acting class. So you pull those energies in, but you filter them. You filter them, and you ask for God's help to filter them so that you'll feel clean, refreshed, and centered. You gather all that good, you gather yourself back is what you're doing. You're gathering yourself back. Once you've gathered yourself back, then you put your protections on. That's when the protections go on. So they really come on the fourth step. the protections come on the fourth step, and then the grounding occurs. And then after that, you're able to see the boundaries that may have gotten crossed over. And I was telling everyone earlier that if I call you up as a friend, mm-hmm. and I just blurt out all this stuff, and I've done this, I know that I've done this, and I bring upset to you, as I was saying earlier, you can't blame people for their dramas, because then it's not empowering to blame people. Well, I can't be around that person, they upset me. Well, then, you know, maybe you shouldn't be around them, but if they're your best friend, if they're your husband, your wife, your daughter, your child, your boss, you can't just disconnect from them. You know, yeah. you can't do that. I mean, if you do, you're going to have some karma from it, because that creates drama. I mean, you think of groups that have disconnection, or groups that say, if you don't believe the way we do, then you can't be connected. Do you realize that drama creates karma? So if you're creating all this drama by not allowing people to be who they are and disconnecting from them and throwing them away like, you know, dirt, well, then you've just created so much karma that it's woohoo. You don't want to be a part of that. So what you do is you just don't care what other people are thinking or doing or whatever. You just have to learn the self-empowering is to be able to control your own reactions and emotions. And this is why these five steps on how to handle and reduce anxiety are key. You can do them 4, 5, and 6 times a day. Okay. It can happen within 2 or 3, 4 times. So 3 or 4 minutes. It does not take long to do these five steps. You just have to learn how to do them, get used to doing them, and, you know, listen to the show 3 or 4 times, you know, until you really get what is happening here. Because have you not misunderstood sometimes, Sandy, that you're cutting the cord with a person?
I have at times felt that was necessary, because I have not known how to deal with even somebody I love, and I have not only not desired to be hurt anymore, but not had any desire to hurt or make that other person uncomfortable. So I have attempted to cut cords even with people I love for that very reason.
Yeah, but sometimes that can be upsetting. So
sometimes it is. Yeah. Yes,
that's my whole mm-hmm. point, though, is to not necessarily cut the cord with the person, but cut the cord with the energy of the situation that came with the situation. And then at that point, it starts to heal, and the people can sometimes actually get back together again. In a way that, and maybe it's best that they don't, but then there doesn't have to be that anxiety of cutting the, it's not really the person you're cutting the cord with, it's the cord of the energy between the people or in the situation that got stirred up by that energy. And that's what you're cutting the energies from. So, and then but you got to fill that void back up again. So that's really key. But anyway, Sandy, thank you for calling in, and I hope you had, everything's going well over there in warm California. Have mercy. It's been like
It's, we're actually having some cool weather, but nothing like you're having in the South. It's actually pleasant. So, but anyway, I'm going to listen to you some more. I wish I had heard you from the beginning.
Well,
I'm a fan.
We have shows in the archives, so you can go back in, but the show's just about to end. But I do want to say that next week is the first for 5 months now, and once a month, Richard Andrew King has written a book called Parenting Wisdom, and he's going to next Sunday. He is going to discuss the first 5 or 6 chapters in Parenting Wisdom, what to teach the children. And our first week will begin next week. So everyone be sure and tune in at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern, for Soul's Journey with special guest Richard Andrew King. Richard has been doing my numerology for many, many years now, and I have had a lot of wisdom and enlightenment from his sharing his knowledge. So
he is not only knowledgeable, he is absolutely brilliantly scary smart. So.
Yeah. Well, sometimes he's so smart that I don't understand him, and I have to say, you're just a little over my head, Richard. You're so smart. But most of the time, after 3, 4, 5 years, I finally am starting to understand the numbers. So, you know, it helps. But this parenting wisdom is going to be very good. So whether you're parenting a dog or a pet or a child or, you know, a cousin or whatever, just be sure and tune in. It's going to be it's going to be a series of shows with him. So we're really excited about that. But I want to thank you, Sandy, for calling in. And I want to thank everyone for listening to Living Your Soul's Journey. Remember to find something to be grateful for this week. Could be just electricity. I was grateful for when I got my electricity back on this week. So.
Yeah.
It can be very simple. But good night, everyone. Be blessed.
Thank you, Vicki. Bye.
Bye-bye.